Joining us now is Rose Braz, who's a campaign director of Critical Resistance, a national organization that advocates for alternatives to prison. And here in the studio is Mark Maurer, executive director of the Sentencing Project, a national criminal justice reform program. Mark, thanks for joining us. Rose, thanks for being with us.
Good to be here.
Thank you.
So, Rose, let's talk about this decision that was handed down this week. A panel of judges in California ruled that the state of California must reduce its prison population by as many as 57,000 prisoners because health care for those prisoners is inadequate. Explain this court decision and what it's going to mean for organizations like yours.
Well, you know, these cases that have come to this point have been going on literally for over a decade. And the courts have issued order after order after order for the state to improve its what have been just horrendous conditions of confinement, particularly around health care and mental health care. And it actually got to the point where we had one prisoner per week dying unnecessarily, the court found. And so we've come to a point where, very significantly, the court has ordered that the only solution to this problem is to reduce the number of people in prison. And now we're at the point where we need to really push that to happen. And obviously the state is pushing back and saying they're going to appeal it and moving forward with planned prison construction in the light of this court order that says prison construction is not an answer to this problem.
If 57,000 prisoners are released in the state of California, what alternatives to incarceration, what sorts of alternative programs are there available, and are resources adequate to deal with this kind of an influx?
Well, you know, there is no shortage of ways to reduce the number of people in prison in this state and in other states. What there has been a shortage of the political will to do anything about this huge problem we face. You know, in fact, the court pointed to corrections' own expert panels, which has already recommended a combination of increasing credits and parole reform that would reduce the number of people in prison out here by about 40,000. So there's just no shortage. Parole comes to mind as a real way to do it, particularly here in California, where we send upwards of 60,000 people to prison every year for violations of parole.
Mark Maurer here in New York. What are the implications of this decision for prisons in communities nationwide?
Well, I think people are looking at this decision very carefully, but it really comes at a time, because of the fiscal crisis that all states are facing right now, that states are looking to depopulate their prisons anyway.
And that's because they don't have the money to finance new prisons, or they just can't afford to keep the prisons running?
They can't afford to keep the prisons that they have. Prisons over the last 20 years have become a very significant item in state budgets. We've seen a quadrupling of the population in prison, and much of that has been, I think, acknowledged now as very excessive. You know, we incarcerate people for low-level drug offenses for 5, 10, 20 years in many cases. Many people incarcerated for property offenses. People who either do not need to be in prison, could be supervised in community, or else are serving excessively long sentences, and policymakers are looking at that.
If, as you suggest, Mark, the boom times for prisons are over and that we're in a period of a significant downturn, are the resources there to provide alternatives and non-incarceration counseling programs to mitigate the impact on communities of thousands and thousands of people being in communities?
Well, it's certainly a challenge. I mean, part of the answer is, by closing down expensive prisons, we can supervise and provide services to people in the community at far less cost than incarceration. Part of this also builds on the prison reentry movement of the last 10 years, where corrections officials are increasingly recognized that we need to prepare people for release back into the community. 95% of the people we send to prison come home someday. We need to better prepare them to enter the world in a legitimate lifestyle.
Rose Braz, I can already sort of hear the Lou Dobbsian shriek, or the O'Reilly rant about communities at risk. The government is just going to let these criminals go wandering through a town. What's your answer to that argument?
Well, you know, we already release 11,000 people from prison every month in this state. Governor Ronald Reagan, who was by no means a radical, ordered an early release program to address overcrowding here in the 60s. There's a nationwide study by the National Council on Crime and Delinquency that looked at early release programs around the country that have been implemented and concluded they did not jeopardize public safety. So, I mean, this fear factor is definitely out there. I don't think it's based on history or reality. And I also think we need to really look at our limited state resources, and how we invest those resources in the future really reflects our priorities and reflects the kind of communities and society we want to build.
So we can't afford to be putting the kinds of people in prison that we were in the past. Mark Maurer, last word. How much of this involves the justice system changing the way it approaches inputs to reduce the number of people who actually go to prison in the first place?
Well, I think we're seeing that, you know, in terms of drug policy, sentencing policy, legislators are reconsidering some of the harsh policies of the last 20 years, the war on drugs, mandatory sentencing and the like, and recognizing that if we're much more proactive, if we invest in prevention, in treatment, in building communities, we can prevent crime in the first place and avoid some of the excesses that we've seen over the last 20 years.
Possible infrastructure spending there. Mark Maurer, Executive Director of the Sentencing Project, thanks for joining us. And Rose Braz, watching the decision in California, which may result in the release of 57,000 or more prisoners because of inadequate health care. Rose Braz, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.